Howdy. Welcome to the house of Larry LeBron's, where you always get a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in. So glad to see you tonight. I start not to do a show tonight for a number of reasons. But everything, you know, I tell you about the signs, like the moss on the side of the tree, which side of the tree is it on, you know, or those old types of old wives' tales. But I've been seeing little things that I had been the catalyst for all the time on the internet. And that some of these people now have made themselves into multimillionaires, and they admit that for the first time. We're going to talk about all those facts and some of the things other, you know, I saw on Jeopardy, the whole category podcast. Yesterday, other little hits. I told you almost all, every show there's something about Larry LeBron's and trivia on it, if you want to believe it. So I said, well, self, Ashish. You know, I listened to one young lady who was doing mukbanging. And she's talking about how she has made it. And she's getting ready to go to New York City to be on one of the major talk shows with one of the great female Emmy-winning talk show hosts. I had never really known her history, but she said that she's been doing it for 7 or 8 years. Well, I had never heard of it before until I just happened to go into it. Last week, she had one of the major individuals from Network News sitting next to her. I got to look up that program to see if it's listed, because I didn't see it on the news. But the only reason why they even did the story was because I broke the story. It's been out there for 8, 9, 10 years, and nobody wondered about it or thought to do anything about it until I saw it and did something about it, put it on my show. And the next day, it was on another news show. They all look at Mr. Larry and copy whatever he does. And that's all right. I'm not mad at him. I'd rather have you imitate what I do that's good than something that's bad. So we're going to address the elephant in the room. Yes. I got everybody now talk about that. The elephant in the room. All of the quotes that Larry LeBron said, I didn't start that quote. That's not my quote. But it's a quote that I use quite often. And now everybody uses it all over. Put together 50 room. Ashish. So we're going to, first of all, do a little preliminary to important things that we have to talk about before we talk about this, because this is very important. Like I said, to get this journal that I wasn't even going to do a show, I was going to do something else. There's a number of reasons why. I won't get into none of them. H. Bedman. But I'm here. First of all, we're going to talk about the war in the Middle East. I told you that the United States would be suckered in to a deeper conflict, now the British, with their fighter jets, are strafing Arabian foreign countries and say, Houthis, the Houthis are here. So they struck 16 different sites. 16 sites, including airports, which I imagine civilian airports. So I'm asking them, if you strike civilian airports and you strike military sites, you shoot down drones, because they don't really have the fighter jets that you have. That's part of what happened in that area. You got all the good toys, and they don't. They got pea shooters and slingshots. Ashish. So now, what I also told you about the World Court and the first state that would have the balls to put in charges with the World Court against, of course, Israel for war crimes. And we see this, what, South Africa, Hook, had put charges against Israel. And Israel is trying to say, well, we're doing the best we can, and you should praise us because we could kill more if you really want us to do so, and we know that they could. But to kill now 23,000 people unnecessarily, and they say that the whole area is almost unlivable now. I don't know how much time it would take the bulldozers and take the a Corps of Army engineers and CBs and so forth to go in there, rewire electricity, run water pipes, sewage, as well as build homes, schools, and of course, the hospitals that they bomb sometime 2 days in a row. I said, well, we made a mistake the first day. Second time, did it again. The sheesh. So now this is before the World Court. And they're going to say, well, you know, really, it wasn't our fault. It's their fault. They got us angry. They got us pissed. So we got to do what we have to do, which is commit genocide, the same genocide that we talk about against Jews. We can't use the terms against them because they're not human. All these things, as the prosecutor, I would bring up if I was the prosecution bringing it up against Israel. I don't think that they could stand the evidence that's there against them. As you want autopsy pictures, you want pictures of babies, you want to see pictures of people with heads and arms and legs blown off, pregnant mothers dying along with their babies while crying for help. And these jackasses, this typical white man, walk around with a grill face, can't even get an earnest a bit of concern in his voice. Don't even have a tear in his eye. Well, do about it. That's how they treat me. Oh, I had to deal with that all day long, yesterday and all so forth. These white folks here think they can do whatever they want to do and get away with it, and I have to allow them to do so. And these people here at this place where I stay. But the Lord have already showed me some of the things I needed to be before. He showed me maybe you didn't need them. You thought you needed them. All you had to do was trust in me. And sheesh. You want to trust in a white doctor or white nurse? And sheesh. They have no respect for you or your house. And that none of them are interested in your well-being, but they all want to now be friends because you brought them together. I hope they listen to it, this program. I know what you did last summer. Ashish. And see, because they think I'm not afraid to tell them I know what you're doing and what you're planning. Don't play me cheap. They list that nigga is crazy. He ain't got good sense. Ain't nothing wrong with this N-word's mind. Pappy used to say, I just don't give a damn. I'm not going to let nobody use and abuse me. And why he said that if I lived down south, I probably wouldn't have made it. Sheesh. So, here we see these things going on like that. And the things that I needed them for seem like I don't need them, maybe. I'm going a little bit further. How many of them is going to fall by the wayside and I'm still making it and doing it? Sheesh. So we had to talk about that. We're not going to do a full show on the Middle East. But it's time maybe to pay the piper. It's time that you can't fool people forever. Even Joe Biden. You got to decide that these folks ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Maybe Secretary Austin didn't tell you about his problem because he really don't trust none of y'all. And you're white too. He ain't. And he was a general. General Austin used to dealing with y'all. So to tell y'all about his personal business, presidential candidate Larry Lamont ain't going to tell you about my business. You know, Facebook got at me and they got mad at me and they talk about you got to tell us who you are and show us a picture and all that, a photo. And of course, I knew that was a put up job. That they wanted to get that information to sell the third parties. And of course, like we all know, that was handled. I didn't have to do that. It didn't come to that effect, even though they thought that's where it was going to end up. They kept me off for so long, I lost business deals, international deals I was making in film and some in fashion and so forth like that. One young lady in Africa, I was talking to her about fashions, making fashions and bags and so forth like that, and baskets. I looked at the Wendy Williams show. Somebody got up in the audience and said, I'm wearing so-and-so, this young woman's clothing. You think that's coincidence? No, that's because I know gold and good when I see it. And that's what's happened with this young lady I'm going to tell you about tonight. Because she started off by putting a statement under her post of millionaire. She letting them know, y'all been thinking I'm a millionaire. Well, you're right. Then she explained how they could become millionaires by going on YouTube and Instagram and all these other things. So what she liked, TikTok. I'm not for all that foolishness. I make my money simply because you know I know what I'm talking about. And so when I showed this young woman, at first, they all had their own, who was muckbucking, they all had their own separate channels and so forth. There's three or four that I watched, As I said, the first one I saw was a lesbian couple, black lesbian couple. And they're always fighting, always arguing. They think that is supposed to be something great for people to watch, to show them eating and cussing each other out over a hamburger or over some barbecue or something. And I stopped watching them. So I start watching this young woman with her family and the house that they lived in, which wasn't a millionaire's house. And another family from, I believe, Great Britain, of African, I believe from Nigeria family, who have just moved into a new house. And another young family who got darling children. And I love the husband, and the wife is really a star. She's really a queen. So I know all of them are listening to me right now. They may want to play, dumb, but they are listening to this show right now. And I told this woman via the show the other night, didn't mention her by name or show, but she's got to get her act together. You can't be with bad people. Well, I looked at her earlier this week. She was on the air. She got a lot of people that come and eat with her. Other mukbangers and celebrities. And I say, what the heck? Now, all she do is eat. She don't cook. She really don't even know how to present. She's selling sauce. She don't know how to present the sauce. She don't even have the sauce in front so that you can see the sauce in the label. So if you go to the store, you know what to look for. Some people can't read, but they can sure look at pictures and colors and determine that's the one. And so she got a big bowl that looked full of greasy material that she dips her food in. I don't know how that could be a sauce. But sauce people and dry rub people, I guess, and other people are coming to her. That's not actually being a cook. And that's what the people were complaining about the other day. And they had the right to. Like I said, she's not a food scientist. She's not a chef. She wasn't even a businesswoman. She just happened to see other people doing it and said, let me get involved in that. So I watched this young woman the other day, and she had on a young man. He wasn't in the same business as Mark Banger, but I have seen him and I spoke about his show. He has a show that he tried to prove women are gold diggers. Yes, that's his show. So I was wondering would they ever have anybody on there like that. It showed me that, yes, she did. Which, guilt through association, he could never have been on my show. Unless I'm going to give him hell. I'm not going to sit there and eat and smack and food dripping down my chin, cracking crab legs and lobster tails, the way he disrespect women. But it seemed like he's a pleasant young man, really. But that's just a niche he felt that he could get into, and there's others, man, that feel that they getting that type of niche that as soon as the woman go by, ooh, she's thick. I got to talk to her. So they start talking to the woman. Then after, then the show, you're a gold digger. Not a woman ain't a gold digger. You stopped her. Asked her what she want. She told you she don't want no broke man. Sheesh. She probably don't want Pappy. Me. I can understand it. It ain't going to bother me. They ain't going to stop me from eating no pig feet and no chitlins and nothing else because she don't like them or like me. But this is what we have run into. So that question about the people she associates herself with and her brand, that's a problem right there. How many women brands, and she talked about women, do she think could put money into her? And I'm not talking about a General Mills or a PepsiCo or a KFC or whatever. I'm talking about a brand from women, black women, when you disrespect women of color. And you got people sitting there at the seat of honor. Your husband not sitting there. Your children not sitting there. She's not a good interviewer. But this answered the question to me. Now, there's another family I had to mention, and I mentioned them before, as a mother and a daughter. I love the hell out the daughter. The daughter got a lot of skills. I don't know about her education, really. She speaks about when she was younger and stuff like that. She's a great comedian and a great actress and got a great voice. Her mother cries too hard because she's not a performer like the daughter is. So she comes off looking like a fool. I hate to tell you, and that's the way it is. So they need a little work. So I try to do a little sketch helping them to come out the shell. They'll be the next one to make it. They already moved in the white folks' neighborhood, they say, and the white folk watching them. But that's a Mr. Larry and how Mr. Larry can affect things around him. Now, tonight I'm watching Shark Tank. I already told you today I saw Jeopardy and they had podcasting on there. Podcasting is the biggest thing now in communication in the world. Why? Because of Larry Lamont's. When I made it, the equipment that you could use for that was 8-9 years old, basically. Nobody was buying it. Nobody wanted to do it. Nobody understood it. Nobody even knew that it existed. You got had many great stars that said, I had never heard of podcasting before. But when I announced that I, what I was going to do so that you could hear my voice as well as read my text, sheesh. The rest of the people, the next day said, we're going to start a podcast. Immediate, they copy off me. This is what the white man does. He don't want to pay for anything. He steal. The guy said that the other day on a movie or something like that. He told me, he said, you steal, you kill, you do this and that, and you don't pay anybody for anything. Who? The white guy had to admit and said, the white man. Because it's true. Nobody's saying a racist thing. It's because you are in charge. So when they talk about slavery during this campaign, they talk about white man is master. White man is Bwana. Sheesh. With Chicken George and Kunta Kinte and Kizzy. Ain't making no money, but they making money off of the backs of these people. So I had it in my mind what needed to be done, that I wasn't going to sit back and not mention it. So this campaign in Iowa and so forth, this caucus and so forth that they're having, what are they saying? They're arguing about that. And of course, you know, we got the snowstorm. Everything I told you people about how to be safe during the snowstorm, I just heard on a local weather channel that I know listened to this show. Almost word for word, they told you, get some batteries, get blankets, run water in the bathtub, fill your water jugs up, get some flashlights, on and on and on. Keep your pipes clear. I know that. I told you before, my favorite cartoon was in Ebony Magazine. And I miss seeing that, just opening it up and seeing that cartoon in that one issue that showed the white man who was a dance choreographer sitting in front of the TV with nothing but teeth, showing his teeth, grinning, and across the screen that says Soul Train. And you see the train going, you know. What he's doing is sitting there and looking at dance move by people like Demeter Joe Freeman and Little Joe and others, you know, that became stars like Rerun, Pop Locking, and dancing and so forth. And then he go and win all the Oscars and Emmys as a choreographer when he stole their dance moves and never gave them any praise. As a matter of fact, wouldn't hire them. Though in Europe, they said if you watch the Soul Train reunions things, they tell you how they were paid to go overseas, some of them, and some of them even still living overseas in Europe. Ashish. So you listen to the House of Atlanta. So tonight I'm watching Shark Tank. You know, I told you that coming from a show that I proposed to this company that stole all of my ideas. I proposed Shark Tank to him. And I thought that it was one of the best shows. I had that show in mind years when I was just a kid. That show and Undercover Boss. As bad as they treated me, I always wonder what would happen if they had the real boss that nobody know who they are come in and get a job. And even the manager don't know who they are and do a day or two work and see what's going on. Undercover Boss. Ashish. A Shark Tank. I had numerous people ask me about how could they raise money. And I thought angel investors such as that, a show of them sitting there listening to the best spiel of people who have all types of products that they are trying to move but don't know how to move them. And sometimes they need to be told, it ain't gonna move. You might well save your next dollar and put it on your family. You know, a woman tonight said she didn't make payroll yesterday. Well, if you don't understand finances, management, and I'm not saying she don't, you might make moves such as that. Ashish. So when I hear this young woman that I'm talking about on the internet, she states that she's getting ready to fly to New York City to be on a talk show. When an Emmy-winning talk show hostess that, matter of fact, Larry Lamaze helped to get on the show, that she won't put Larry Lamaze on. She knows who I am. I'm quite certain she is. I can tell the way she acts and things she says. She know me. But she rather put this woman on. So I'm wondering, what in the world is this woman? This woman is not that much of a success to put her on immediately. She's just coming into herself. So I can just see her on the Forbes cover of young entrepreneurs and so forth. That could have been Larry Lamaze. If you put money behind Larry Lamaze, we could have a much better situation because I even know television and radio and films. She don't. But the white man throws money at our people who aren't the best qualified for the job. I just looked at a basketball player tonight, allegedly said that he shoplifted from a store, I think, 7 times. Since he made a multi-million dollar basketball contract. Well, you can't take the ghetto out of everybody. I don't know if he had it in him. I don't know if he's guilty of any of those things. But I know some people, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to have them not act ghetto, ratchet, and so forth. You look at the young women out there gyrating and all that, they act just like they're in the street, in the tavern. Just act like any other black heifer with a wig on their head that the white man throwing money at. And they try to tell you, oh yes, I know fitness. I ain't never know you went to a gym. Why you? And they come and talk about she's one of the spokesperson for the Olympics. Huh? I didn't know that she had that in her to be the spokesperson for the Olympics. I didn't know that she ever was an athlete. Maybe she did run track in school, play softball. I don't know. But that is what's going on. So Mr. Larry had to come out and say these things tonight. I wish her well. I want her to have a safe journey to New York. I want her to sit there with this host and act like she got some sense. And don't let all these other people say, mention me. Say hello to me. And they go back and look at the person she said hello to, just like this young man I told you about. And they said, you know, we can't put money behind them. You hear the Shark Tank guys? They said, well, you lost me when you said so-and-so and so-and-so. When you said you supported so-and-so and so-and-so, or you did so-and-so and so-and-so, or that you were trying to do so-and-so and so, that lost me. So I'm watching Shark Tank tonight. And one of the big businesses that they wanted to invest in was a woman who decided to repackage and reestablish canned fish. All kind of fish and seafood. Let me tell you. And as they said, do you know this is really hot now? That they're having all types of parties? White women and evening gals sitting there eating fish out of cans. And where that came from, because I talked about Pappy. And I said Pappy couldn't go to the restaurant in some cities and so forth. And sometimes he really couldn't even get off the train because it had no place to stay. So he would go to a store that he would go in and come out as the white folks had been served, even though he was there first. He'd get him some sardines, some oil sausage, as they call them, you know, in a little jar, some tamales, a Vienna sausage. I'm saying brand name because this is what Pappy ate. And he'd go back to his compartment on the train, get him some cheese and so forth. He had the first charcuterie board over all these white women. That little black Pullman porter sitting on that train and putting out crackers and cheese, Vienna sausage and sardines. He started me eating sardines. So now, it's a big thing. But where did they get it from? They didn't get it from this woman or the internet. They got it from Larry Lamont's when I mentioned Pappy. And as everything I say go viral. They don't come back and tell you, well, we heard it from him. They like to do Tucker Carlson and Anderson Cooper and so forth. None of them. But that's all right. I'll make it anyway. That's what I'm saying. You got to stop worrying about so much money. Now, if you look at her likes and the people that support her, I'm observant. I look sometimes just to see how many people have liked the post and especially have commented about the post. Now, she's talking to thousands of people and she got thousands of followers. And her family, son and husband also. And got a son there with a white girlfriend and they got their own show. But she can't pull in but one or two comments. And the majority aren't that nice. These are black folks saying, are you kidding me? All you doing is sitting there with gravy sliding down your chin. And now all the white folks want to give you money and want to talk to you. And sheesh. Oh, she can fix herself up. She looks good. She looks nice. The whole family is nice. But I'm just dealing if she came in front of me. And when I saw that she was there with this type of a young man, could have been like that type of a young man to go to the mall and he's spraying water or liquid on people or putting his hand on women or walking up to black women and saying, do you want a white man? That kind of stuff. If she associate with that those types of people, and she probably did, to make money, to get likes and so forth, is she ready for the big time? I can't necessarily see that she is ready for the big time. Because she would know how to present her show a little better than that. She got signs, she got a little cute little intro and so forth. But you never really see her eating her sauce that she's telling you about. Got a bowl full of gravy that she's dipping lobster meat and crab meat in. That she don't cook. So I had to say, I was just going to sit this one out. Well, all those things I saw today said, Mr. Larry, you're too important to this thing to sit out. That she's telling a lot of this stuff for you. She's not telling it for the rest of the folks, and I'm telling her, just like if I was her pappy, watch yourself, watch your mouth, you know where you are. Don't think about you owe anybody anything else out there. Move your brand. And I still can't understand how they all are under the same brand and banner all of a sudden. I'm quite certain they would want to see her under that banner by herself with her family. Well, in this baggage of people, even Larry Lamont. So we make a difference. We make a big difference. We were the first one to talk about the Middle East and war crimes. Now there's charges. We were the first to talk about this leader, Netanyahu, needs to be removed, and now they're talking about removing him. And not necessarily wait till he gets through doing what he wants to do. That is Joe Biden really the best president of the United States or Democratic candidate? or Vice President Harris. I'm not going to get into selling anybody or sell anybody as a good candidate. I listened to the debate last night, that night, and it was disgraceful. Of course, Governor DeSantis, like I said, he and Donald Trump, and so the way they talk to even white women of culture. This is a white woman that goes all over the world representing the United States of America. And he talks to her like he's talking to a woman in the soup kitchen. Skid Row. Like I always tell you, I remember black man wasn't supposed to walk on the same side as a white woman. Like I told you, Pappy going to the store, he had to wait because a white woman come in, his stuff is on the counter, wanting to check out and go catch his train for it, take off without him. And he had to back up because the white woman had to be taken care of. Then another white woman come in, and another. And they stand up there talking and not doing the business. And the man tell Pappy, boy, just hold on a minute. That's how they would do. See, he knew how to take that. Me, I would tell him, I got you, boy. And she, that's what Pappy would say. But these white men that used to kill black men for just walking down the same street or wanting to be on the same stage performing, whether he's Louis Armstrong or Duke Ellington, Nat King Cole, or Sammy Davis Jr., they didn't care. He was still an N-word. Sheesh. So he wasn't supposed to be there with no good white women. Now they call it white women horse face and all this other stuff. This retard that they got running. Oh, I said I wasn't going to say nothing. He heard what I said about Lincoln going to the Capitol. And he and Hunter Biden both decided, you know what? That ain't a bad idea. When Lincoln on call and they didn't know he was coming, they saw his carriage pull up outside. And he walks in that big stovepipe hat and beard, 6 feet tall, and tell him any question you want to ask about my wife, you can ask me. And sheesh. So Hunter Biden said, any question you want to ask me, you can ask me now in front of the public. I don't want you to do it later on in secret. I want you to do it right now and show the flavor that's going on. So now they're talking about he could do 17 years when he wasn't going to get any jail time before. See, that's white man justice. Ain't no way that I would treat him that way. I wouldn't give him a weekend in jail. If he didn't want to testify, he's still guilty and he still would be charged. But he wouldn't be able to tell his story unless he write a book so folk on talk show circuit. But I wouldn't put him in no prison or no jail, even if it's a luxury one, for 17 years. It's not in my nature. So here we are on a bad, bad day with snowstorms all over, and they just closed the Indiana toll road. It's closed, I think, from 7 o'clock this morning till 7 o'clock tomorrow night. One end of the state to the other. I remember Pappy used to go down any out of toll road. They hit the Skyway or whatever. They go to Chicago. He had to go around the other way to go if he's working now. Because he sure wouldn't miss. He'd be out there throwing that snow off that car. Mama would be frying up some chicken and stuff for him. And he'd be telling his kid to be good. I don't want to hear nothing out of you. I don't want to hear no mess. When I come back, your mama tell me. You know, I know when he come back, he got goodies for me. He going to have a suitcase full of magazines and books and stuff. Sheesh. Even newspaper. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and so forth. This man, like I said, with a third grade education, he didn't only have that for that reason. He read those things. And he knew that his son wanted them. And could get something and glean something out of it. So he brought it home. I put it with the rest. Didn't throw it away. Until these good white folks decided that they wanted to burn the house down, or and before that stole what they wanted to steal. I'm so stupid, but I got sense enough for them to want to stay around me, and I don't want to see them. Sheesh. Well, folks, you listen to the House of 11 Miles, where you all get a double helping of justice and truth. Sheesh. As I said, I wasn't going to do a show tonight. I had a show planned, but these white folks got me where I said, the hell with it, I'll go take a night off, and I'll be back Monday. But I wouldn't do that to you. And when I saw all those signs that I mentioned to you tonight, and you know all of them are signs, and not just me saying they are, that they're signs, that I had to come fire up this microphone and start talking. So this talk show host will never have me on the air. Will she have an Emmy-winning show if she brought me on? Oh, the stuff that I could uncover right there on her show is maybe even worse than Jeffrey Epstein. White folks trying to kill you and murder you. They're talking now about swatting, you know, about people sitting in their house and they calling the police on your house. Whether it's federal agents or whether it's the local police department. So they come with the SWAT team. That's why they call it a SWAT. And they do it to the great leaders of this country. I was the first one they did that to. You remember I told you they sick our little boys on me and I had done nothing wrong? If it had been handled correctly then, these people that put charges in like that, that they knew was frivolous, and no charge at all, will be doing 5 years in prison, state prison, and so forth. Wouldn't be treated as a celebrity in jail. Would not be able to put their hands on a computer in jail or out for 5 years afterwards, five or even 10 years. Only you would be protected. But they didn't give a dog alone about my rights or my life. So they don't care about Nancy Pelosi. They don't care about these judges and prosecutors. They could care less. Some of these officers are glad to come there to be able to go through their place and look around and you tell them there's nothing going on here. Somebody is playing with you guys. And you need to just backtrack where the call came from. And don't bother us anymore. Well, we got to come in. And I'm wondering, could you not have been the one that made the call? You do know firemen and policemen do trips like that. Set fires and then try to act like the hero or shoot an unarmed person and say, well, he was reaching for a gun. And they throw a gun down. But when somebody look at the evidence, look at the cameras, and they say, you know, it ain't quite working out like you said it did, Roscoe. I think you just shot him in cold blood, or her, or they. So, I don't know whether I'll get my big break like this young woman. All of them, the little bit of time that I spoke, how many millionaires did I make with this? Just this. You got gravy running down their chin. They had gravy running down their chin for 8 years and none of them was worth nothing. Nobody didn't think nothing about them. And people were laughing at them. So they had 20 or 30 people talk because you need to quit smacking. You need to quit rolling your eyes. You need to wipe your mouth. You need to, you know, now they don't even show any interest in it because they know those people aren't the best ones who should be glorified or out there in the front line. We'll see. I'm going to keep watching that show. She says she'll let us know when it airs. But they may not want to air because she ran that show yesterday with this young man. This woman got an Emmy winning show. She can't put this woman on as an innovator when she's running programs with a young man that's harassing young women and calling them names, disparaging remarks. I wouldn't. She's a woman and her biggest fan base is females to piss them off for this woman with gravy running out of gin. And she said, well, you can make money. You can have a car and money left over. Wasn't that what I told y'all at the beginning? Yeah. If they wanted to hire Larry Lamaze, but I wasn't interested in them seeing me unless they pay me. They want to see me pay. You don't pay, you don't play. I'll go about my business. Exactly what I'm doing now. All you see is that burning bush. And Facebook loved that. They just run the hell out of that logo. And sheesh. Why would they know that's that important to me? Because they listen to the show too. I got friends in high places. And sheesh. We're about ready to get up and get out of here. And I hope y'all get up and go home. If you're not at home and you're in a storm and you had to work, the boss didn't let you off. Be careful. Don't run fast. Don't take curbs fast. A lot of people like to take these curbs fast. I remember, like I said, a snowstorm when I was working at the casino. And I know there's a dangerous curb there. The road was so bad, and I was going real slow. They back of me blowing their horn, boop, 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 boop. Pappy was going slow. Most of them didn't know where to go. I've been living here so long that I didn't have to see no lines. I didn't have to see nothing. I knew where I was at. I knew where to turn. And I turned into a ditch and so forth and so forth. So after I sat there for 7 or 8 hours, I decided, let me get up and get out of here. You can't drive a car or a truck in a straight line going around a curb. It's going to keep going in that straight line on ice, black ice, snow, or whatever. So drive like you got some sense. And if not, look out for the other man, because he sure don't have any. Don't get into no arguments or putting your finger up at somebody, blowing your horn. Just keep on driving. Look straight ahead. You got a lot of these people, they're in trouble because they want to start arguing and fighting over nothing. A little word said. Now, Salah Lamas, where you always get a double help with the justice and truth, we starting the year all pretty good. Everything I told you has come true. Didn't I not tell you this last year at New Year's Eve? And they now admitting he's right. The problem is they think that they did it all their own. And I had to tell him the other day when she had that newsman on. The reason why he's there because they were watching my program. That's why they saw my program and they did a program like mine. And they have done that a number of times. I ain't that angry at them. Let them do it. I don't own no rights to that. If they want to do a show of mukbanging or drinking pee or pouring grease on your pancakes or eating Vienna sausage or potage meat to spam and all that, go ahead. But they ain't going to stop me from letting the folks know where you got it from. Because we both know. Or we all know. I feel pretty good now after doing this show. I feel invigorated. I didn't need the white folks to do anything for me. I can get out and do some, you know, deep knee bends, some squats, jumping jacks, you know, my old behind said, Pappy, sit down for your break something. And she's not going to mean the lamp or the furniture. And sheesh. Yeah. They all try to act like Pappy. That's all right. I don't care. Everybody know where they got it from. One day that'll be Pappy in the limelight. I'm getting there every day. I'm getting stronger. That's why they want to do all they can to hurt me, prevent me from doing that. You know, you listen to the House of Lamas, but you always get double help with the justice and truth. We wish you and everybody else a great weekend, safe weekend. Don't worry about running the street. Go sit down and get your can of sardines, a Vienna sausage, and some crackers, and watch the Three Stooges. You know when they used to have the Three Stooges marathon, a Twilight Zone marathon, and so forth? Oh, sheesh. I remember that Pappy used to talk about Reverend Cook in Chicago, said, Reverend Cook used to say, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. And sheesh.